Hazria, as we see from the word itself, that by a Zachar it's mentioned Sazria, by Nekev and Nat. And we know, of course, from the Gemara Nida that it teaches us that if the woman is Mazria, Sazria, Tchila, first, Yoled is Zachar, Ish, Mazria, Tchila, Yoled is Nekev. Another point that the Rosh Hashiva Shlita mentions, we can say, from the fact that we see the Zachar, there's more period of Rivya, so to speak. There's more of a ribuy of Zera, progeny. Why? Because as we know, Midin HaTorah, a man can have more than one wife, whereas a woman can only have one husband. So therefore, we see simply, a woman, let's say, one birth a year, whereas a man, if he has many, many wives, gives many, many more children in one year. So that's a point why this Hazria would also be mentioned by the Zachar. Also, the fact that there's only a 7-day period of nidus for a Zachar, but for an Akeva, twice that much. We can say one reason, as the Gemara mentions, the fact that by the Bris, it wouldn't be proper that everyone is Sameach, Besimcha, and the parents, since they have to be separated, they don't fully enjoy the Simcha of the Bris, which is in the 8th day. And therefore, because of the Schus of the Bris, Hashem made it that only a 7-day period of Nidus would be kept. You can also say the fact of a Kapara. As we know, the Midrash says, He shafcha dama shel olam, she spilled, so to speak, the blood of the world, and therefore her blood is spilled, so to speak, by the period of Nidus. The fact that Chava started it all, of course, after the Nachash, but she convinced her husband to also eat from the Eitz Hadas. Of course, he's taken to task. He didn't have to listen. He has free will also. But still, the one who starts it, initiates an Aveira, does have more responsibility and needs more of a Kapara. So we can, of course, also say that that's the point of this Nidus period in general. As in the end of Parshas Baalocha, it says, "Vavia yarok yarak b'fanei alos tikolim shivas yamim." We see that point of the 7-day period, and the Avia, again, so to speak here, against Hashem's will, and therefore, since, as we said, she's bringing the Zachar into the world, it's abated a bit. Whereas she brings in the Keva, the lesson again comes to the fore of Chava, what happened, and therefore is 14 days for this period of Nidus. Then we have the carbon that the woman is to bring for the childbirth. And it mentions that one is for an Ola and one is for a Chatus. And as Rashi brings down from Chazal and the Gemara in Zvachim, that even though the Korban Ola is mentioned first before the Chatus, but as we know, the Chatus in general comes before the Ola, And therefore, it's only as far as the way it's written, as we read it in the Torah, that it's first. But as far as actual bringing of the korban, chatos comes first. But of course, as always, we must ask, why put it at all first, even in the written Torah, if it doesn't come first anyway? So one pshat that the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal in Darash Moshe says is the fact, when we examine what the Gemara says about the woman, why she brings a korban, and one reason that's given is the fact, as we know, during childbirth, the pain, the aggravation that comes with it, and at times a woman, even if she doesn't say it, prepare, but she thinks that that's it, she wants to separate from her husband, no more, never again, to make a shvua, the thought is, so to speak, there. And therefore, because of that, the korban is brought. So in actuality, a chatas, as in general, what a chatas is brought for, as we know, the lav in the Torah, and one is chayiv kares for. But still, the fact that the machshava even was there, she needs a kapara to learn the lesson of this, how important it is to have machshava tahoros, to strive for that, which we, therefore it is mentioned first, to show that it's not as severe as one might think, but still, as far as the musr and the lesson to be learned, in actuality, the chatas is brought also, and first, to show how important it is to strive that even our machshavas, dibur, should be always according to the will of Hashem. And therefore we can say also a reason that it's the bird korban that is brought, even if she's wealthy enough to bring the keves ben shnasa lola, but still she has to bring the bird, is along the same lines. Since it was dibur, or at least makshava, that was done here, so just like Rashi brings by the Metzaira, the beginning of Parshas Metzaira, the reason for the bird offerings, just like birds chatter, 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 babble. So also the importance to learn from that, that one must not imitate the birds on a human level, to think carefully and control one's dibur and machshavos. Then Pasha talks about the tzara, the mitzayra. And as we know, there's this tzaras, this mark on the body that we're talking about in the parsha, was not in the classical sense a physical sickness, malady, as one has an infection, he has or gets a rash from or whatever. But this was from Mamish Ruchnius, that Hashem, in His mercy, gave the Yidden a way to have a wake-up call before Chas Hashem something worse would be needed. And this was only brought upon the person because of certain averes, as the Gemara mentions 7 of them, the Medrash mentions 10, for instance, haughtiness, lashon hara, shvichas damim, and not necessarily the shvichas damim that we're thinking about comes to mind of actual killing in that sense, but you can have just as, or even worse, killing by chas v'shalom, embarrassing a person, ruining a person's reputation, taking away a person's parnasa. All these things could bring forth tzaras on a person. And as the Medrash explains, as always, Hashem begins by a lighter sentence, so to speak. Not so harsh wake-up call. And the same thing here by the tzaras. The person first might get on his house, on the walls of his house. If he doesn't learn a lesson, chas v'shalom, from that, to do the tshuva he should be doing, his clothing. And if not that, his self, his goof. And hopefully by then he will learn his lesson. And that's the point of all the tzaras that we see here in the parasha. And as Rosh Hashiva Shlita points out, certain of the simanim, for instance, Baharis, a bright spot, and we can say is the description of the person, the fact that he thinks he's so bright and clear, he does nothing wrong, all the Lashon Hara or the other Averis that he's doing, they're a mitzvah, chas v'shalom. He's pure, he's perfect. And in fact, there's an interesting thing by the tzaras in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, when it says if it spread from head to foot completely over his body, he's tahor. And of course, we have to ask. We would think a kal v'chomer, all the more so he would be considered tamei. And Rosh Hashiva Zatzal and Darash Moshe explains beautifully that, sure, he is the clear tahor, but in actuality, he's the biggest tamei. It is, as so to speak, Hashem saying, as a father would do to a child, if he needed a patch, he needed a punishment, he would give it to him. And Rachman al-San, at certain times it can get so bad, you see, the punishment is not helping, that the father has nothing to do with him. He says, what can I do? You don't want to listen. Go, do what you want. I don't agree. I don't want that. But what can I do with you? That's the point we are at. And if a child learns a lesson, that can be the biggest punishment. And the parent, and the Avinu Malkeinu especially, doesn't want anything to do with you, so to speak. Saying, go, tar. Forget it. Doesn't want to listen. That's how bad it got. That's what it's teaching us here. He's declared tahor, but boy, he better wake up, because this is the worst, so to speak, wake-up call of tzaras of all of them. And Hashem is saying, you're so bad that here, hopefully you'll learn from the mark that's still there on your body, and you won't think of it in the rush away. Oh, see that? I'm tar. I'm completely pure. Ach and vey. And that's what the Torah is showing and teaching us here. And as Rosh Hashiva points out in Pasuk Beis in this Perek Yud Gimel, if you notice how it says, V'huvo el Aron HaKohen, he is brought to Aron HaKohen, this person with the nega. It doesn't say any comes. This is showing how the person has to be brought. He hasn't learned the lesson, as we said before with the Midrash. The fact that it was at his house, on his clothes. No, he's not doing anything wrong. Can't be. He's in denial. Therefore he has to be brought. He's saying to himself, what, are you kidding? Lashon Hara, it's a mitzvah. That guy? Boy, I should have thrown the book at him. Deserves even worse. Had Rachmanis. It's a mitzvah to say those things on him. That's why he needs this wake-up call. He's got to be brought, the Kohen. You can also say that's the point of when we see redness can be a simin tumah, like the Levana and Damdamis in Pasuk Yutes. It shows, we can say, the fact that there was Shrichas Damim, as we mentioned before also, that this person has to do tshuva for. And it's interesting, as Rosh Hashiva Shlita points out in Revi, by the michva, by the burn, where you have the fact that you have a possibility of one locking up period of Shivas Yamin, whereas the ones before we had two possibilities, two lock up periods. And Rosh Hashiva explains in Kol Dodi that we can say the reason for that is, as the Gemara says in Chulin, that a person doesn't bang his finger Mamata in this world if it wasn't Machrizin Olam Mamata, that above in Shemayim he didn't decree. Everything is reason for. Nothing is coincidental. As you had some Gedolim stories where they even banged a finger, mamish like that, and they analyzed and thought right away, what could it have possibly come from that they were deserving to get that? What do they have to correct in themselves? In fact, that's one of the stories mentioned about Reb Moshe Zatzal. And Rosh Hashiv explains with that the fact that the mikveh was here already. There was a burn. That already was one wake-up call. So therefore, there was only needed one more, so to speak, lock-up of 7 days before he declared tamei. Because along the lines of what Rav Huna says in the Gemara and Yuma, that a person does a Naveira, Rachman Batsan, a second time, it's Nasis Lo Keheta. It becomes like Keheta. Nothing wrong with it. It's Mutta. Mitzvah, as we said before. Aveira Gareas Aveira, like the Mishnah says. How careful we have to be. And that's what this was for. These wake-up calls of the Negoyim. And that's a pshat we can say also in Chamishi, as Rosh Hashiva Shlita points out, on Simen of the Nega and the Rosh of the Zakon, along these lines to teach him on the Rosh, the head, got too heady, too big shadi, the gaiva, can do nothing wrong, he's missed the big shot. What the Zakon? A zakan symbolizing a chacham in general. Ideally, of course, zakan zeh shekan chachma, like a zakin, the hatas panim, that shows a talmud chacham. That no, he had the guise of a talmud chacham, but Achmanustan wasn't a talmud chacham. Before, so to speak, wearing the beard or the clothes of a Talmud Chacham, he should have made sure first that he is the Talmud Chacham. That it shouldn't be just a Purim Spiel. He had thought he had too much chachma, the zakan. But he had to examine himself that he's not such a chacham and learn the lessons in Yetzer Hashem. And that's why, as Rosh Hashiva Shlita explains beautifully, part of the process of the purification of the Mitzvah is in Pasuk Memhei, when it says that he has to tear his clothes like a novel, he has to grow his hair wild, let it grow like Avelis, and also to cover his head, his mouth. And why? This is also, hopefully, to make him learn the lesson. What brought him to the Avelis he was doing? The Begadim, making him look chashev, as the Gemara says, Begadim, as we know, you put stuff looking like an Adam Chashuv. And if you're not, the Madrega is supposed to be, but you think you are, that brings to the haughtiness that we're talking about before. And especially when you're building yourself up at the expense of others. And that's the same thing with the Rosh Yeferua, growing his hair wild, because when he's well-groomed, also that chashivas. But this is to teach him, to show to all, so to speak, and make him feel that Hashem is telling him you are not what you thought you were. You are not ready to wear the big day chashuvim, or to look like a proper Talmud Chacham ben Torah, because you're not acting, you're not really that way, and you have to learn that lesson. And that's why he covers his mouth, so to speak. What is that showing? Not to talk. Like the Pirkei Avos says, to be careful of your very words. Tame tame yikra, instead of tar tar, oh, I'm so pure, let him call out, learn the lesson that he's a tame, not a pure. Let the busha, the embarrassment, also be a kapara for his avedis, of embarrassing others, whatever. That he should learn the lesson of this embarrassment. Take it as a sign from Hashem to have that kapara and learn the lessons. And as Rosh Hashiva Shlita points out, we could give another pshat in the Tamei Tamei Yikra, that Tamei Tamei, not even to speak about a good of the person, because as the Gemara says, because mitoich of speaking the good, you can come to chas v'shalom the bad very easily. You have to be very careful, not just for stam hazoi, to even speak from the shvacha yishalom. As we know, what can happen, whether it's he himself, he starts to praise him and he says, oh, except for this, chas v'shalom morat, whatever. And that's where the Lashon Hara comes in. Or talking to others who will pick it up and bring out the negatives. And of course, with all these things, requirement of Badod Yeshev, Michutz Lamachane Moshavo, alone in solitary confinement, so to speak, he sits outside all the camps, away from others, ostracized because of his Averis. And hopefully, this will cause him to have the time that he didn't spend about meditating and examining his deeds. And it will be a kapara in Yetzer Hashem, for instance, even of Shvichas Damim Rachman Lotzlan, the fact that he's going through the shame. As we know, Hamal Ben Pnei Chabeda Barabim is also Kiddush Shvichas Damim Rachman Lotzlan, and therefore he is also getting this punishment, Amida Keneged Mida of Shvichas Damim. Baruch Hashem, this should be enough. And yet Hashem. And therefore, is to make him realize that there's another point of this kapara. As the Gemara says, Rosh Hashiva points out, Chavrusa o Misusa. Without friends, might as well die. It's like a death, to not have any friends, companionship, to be alone. And hopefully, with all these factors coming together, it will wake him up and make him do the proper tshuva that Hashem wants of him. In the end, it is all up to him. He has it in his power, the human being, to become the greatest or the lowest. And that's in the word also of Adam, that he is, the earth coming from the Adama. Adama can be shaped the way a person wants. He can be truly an Adam, the way Hashem wanted, of Ma'od, the letters of Adam, Ma'od, a very great level, much, or very much in Gaiva. But he can also be, which the gematria of Adam is Ma, the same value as far as the letters of 45. To show that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mo Hashem Elkecha, Shol Mima. Mo. That's what Hashem wants. Like Moshe Rabbeinu and Adam and Aaron and his brother described themselves as Mo, nothing. That's the anivus that they felt and lived up to. Not to be a Balgaiva, where all the Averis stem from, basically. The Avi Avos Hamidos in the wrong way, or the Avi Avos Tara Midos in the opposite way, another that stems all goodness from. And that's why again it's up to him to be able to change that nega, not to remain a nega in the body, a plague, but in Mitzvah Hashem, turn the letters around and make it oinig, enjoyment, returning to a life that Hashem wants him to lead, in order to have the greatest oinig, olam hazeh, and olam haba. At the beginning of the parasha that we mentioned, that Bris Milah is mentioned in the parasha that has to be on the eighth day, and the Medrash explains one reason, in order that there should always be the Kedusha Shabbos before the Bris, that the Tinoik should have, just like a korban from the eighth day onwards, that Kedusha Shabbos should be instilled, the Ruchnius of Shabbos, into the infant before the Bris. That's why one reason for the eighth day. And Rosh Hashiva Tzatzal and Darash Moshe explains another reason we can stay for the Shabbos here is, as we know, Shabbos is a sign of Amunah, the greatest Amunah, the Aleph Beis, as the Gemara says, Sadik be'emunato yichya. In a nutshell, that's everything. To believe in Hashem and to do everything He wants us to. Shabbos shows that the fact that Hashem rested after the 7 days. We're showing that we believe in the creation, and Hashem guides and still supervises the world. And therefore, of course, this Aleph Beis, as far as the chinuch, future of the child and the parents themselves, everyone, to learn that lesson, the Aleph of Emunah, of the Shabbos Kodesh, that we should all learn that lesson. And Mirza Hashem, have only happiness and the greatest good that Hashem wants us to. Tamid Amiatav Yad Olam.